We're doing the halacha of Lav Shem B'Maisa. I think the last thing we took up was the question of Mishkolos. What was the question again by Mishkolos? How does Ram Paskin?
It's Isser is Shehiyah, so even if you do Maisa, it's not going to be Lokan.
It's always Lav Shem B'Maisa. I wanted to say the reason is because the issur is not to buy them. The issur is to have them in your rishus, where a takala could come through your possession. So the maisa of buying it is not, it has nothing to do with it, because if you bought it in a way that you'd get rid of it immediately, so there wouldn't be any issur at all. So it's definitely a lot of shame on myself. Okay. Where are we up to now? What's the next point?
Al-Fiza.
Okay. Somebody want to read it?
Okay. The Al-Fiza, Yishlevar, Shifat Rambam, the Isser Debir, Ekanis Lazara. The Pazaga Rambam, Shabbat Lazar, B'yam Tov Rishon Shachar. Lo hevi ola, lo kia mitzvah sase, de yera kol zechorcha. The gam havar lo sase, de lo yera kone rinkam.
Right.
In the loka ala zeshre lo asa maisa. If you come to the mikvah, olas riya, you don't get malchus. This is a maisa, and it's coming at the end of it.
Because he didn't do any maisa.
Right.
Okay. So, so what's the question?
Without any carbon, so why isn't it a maizah?
In other words, the law is to come into the Azara empty-handed. So he's empty-handed and he's standing before the Azara. He has an issur to go in. And if he goes in, he did the maisa there. So why is it Lav Shem B'Maisa?
Right.
Okay, so what is the answer?
The Bir Shagatari, the Halav the Bir Kanis, Aliba the Rambam, Talib Bittel Ahase. Not like an independent lab, it's totally on the bitl of the assay. The Zomeris, Isser lab, in etzem hamaisa, hadiya, le mikdash rikonis, elamin yiyah, meavas karbonos, pishas hadiya. The Isser is to like, refusing or the not bringing karbonos when you're there, when you come. The Iker avir, so lab, hu she'en makayas assay.
Okay, that's the Shagasai, right?
Right.
Okay. So, so how does he answer it conceptually? And why is that considered a Lav Shem B'Maisa? Because on the surface, you'd say it's a Yesh B'Maisa. Because why? Because he has his hands are empty. And now he has a lot to walk in that state into the Azara. So that's the Maisa. So Shagasai answers, no, it's not a Maisa. Why?
Why is this locking the Maisa? Because this year is not coming in empty-handed. This year is not bringing karbanos when you come in.
Not bringing karbonos when you come in. That's just.
It's a little difficult.
See, but what is he saying at least? He's saying.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like it's to create a state of privation from Karbanos in the Mikdash.
What's that?
to create a state of privation from korbanos in the Azara.
Privation from korbanos. To be in the Azara and be in a state of privation from korbanos.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on. But the plain chat, what he's saying is that the law is not to be in the Azara and not bring a carbon. You're not allowed to be in the Azara and not bring a carbon. So it's not. Yeah, I wouldn't throw in privation at this point because that doesn't mean, doesn't seem to add anything here. But the issue is to be in the Azara, to be in the Azara and not, and refrain from bringing a carbon. So it's the refraining is the love. So do not be in the Azara and not be a major carbon.
Rebbe, is he saying do not be in the Azara or do not go into the Azara? I mean, the Lashon over there, I know you say it's difficult to be medactic, but you say, Almania may have lost Karbonas B'Shas Adbiya. He seems to emphasize the actually going in, not being there.
No, it's not the him, it's not the going in, because that would be a Maisa.
I understand, but that's what his words seem to indicate that he's saying, El Almania may have lost Karbonas B'Shas Adbiya.
Yeah. That's the beer means when he's there. He's walking, he's coming in, he's going to walk, he's going to be in the Azara. So if he's being Monea from bringing the carbon at that time, so then he's over in a low source. But it's not the going in. It's the being there. It's being in the Azara and not bringing the carbon.
So is that the premise that he's switching, that his Havmina was that it was the going in and his Maskana is that it's the being there?
No. The Havmina was it's the descriptive state that's the Yisr. So then going in would be a Maisa. Maskana is not the descriptive state. It's the halachic state, which is the refusal to bring a carbon. The not bringing a carbon.
Yes.
It's not the descriptive state of being of having empty hands. It's the not bringing the carbon, the ikiyum carbon, the ikiyum mitzvah. You shouldn't be an imikayim in the Azara. It's almost like two negatives. Do not be mevi when you're in the Azara. That's what he seems to say. So why are you chayev on a lav? Because you were not a mevi. And not a mevi is a... the Lav Shein B'Maisa. In other words, you were in the Azara. You could have been a Mevi. And the Torah says, do not be a not Mevi. And now you are a not Mevi. So the not Mevi is intrinsically Ein B'Maisa.
That's good. You're a Penirekam.
When I rake them, means don't be a person that's not a maybe.
So what is the love actually adding to the assay? Because let's say you didn't have the love and you had the assay and you weren't making the assay. So you, what's the love adding?
Yeah, but every time there is you always say most assay. It doesn't have to add. That's what you need to say for it, just have a laugh. That's the way the Torah does it. Sometimes the Torah says, you're over in an essay. You're over in an essay on most essay. And that's the system, in general.
Yeah, but the way he's...
You're over in a lav, and you're also over in an essay.
So conceptually, the bitul halav is the same concept as the namakan yaseh in this case?
Doesn't matter. The point is, you're over in a low sase and an essay. The Torah wanted to be machayev you to be over in a low sase and an essay. So one is, you didn't be one maybe. That's an essay. Not only were you maybe, you failed to do something, but you did more than fail to do something. What you did was you produced a state that's a state of Issa. That's being there without bringing it. It's a different concept. And I say, just means you were lazy. A low sase means that you have an actual violation. So the Torah is telling you here you have an actual violation. The fact that you were not a mevi when you had the opportunity in the Azara renders you an avarian. Not simply that you weren't a mevi. So that's why you need a low sasa. Because without the low sasa, you wouldn't be an avarian. You just would fail to do the mitzvah. But here it's telling you you're an avarian.
And that doesn't render you an avarian if you're there and you're not, you fail to do the mitzvah, that's not an avarian?
Say it again.
If you're there and you don't do it, that you're not an avarian?
That's why, that's only if you have a low sase. Otherwise, you just...
Yeah, that's just bitulus.
Yeah, otherwise you just didn't do an ase. Not doing an ase doesn't mean that you're actively an avarian. It just means you failed to do something. But the Torah is telling you not only did you fail to do something, but you also were in open opposition to the Torah. That state is a state which is prohibited. And you took on a prohibited state. That's more than just not doing an essay. It's a different concept. So you can't ask why the Torah wants you to be over in an essay and a los essay. Because it's two different concepts. But you could ask, what is the low sase? Is the low sase that a descriptive low sase? In other words, that with empty hands, you can't walk into the Yazara? Or it's not a descriptive low sase, it's the failure when you're in the Yazara to bring your Koran. And that failure is a low sase.
I'm just curious, when you're saying it's a descriptive low sase, is that like falling short of defining it? Because that's not the way we usually define the character of the thing. And to say descriptive, that's not, like, I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm not using it the same way. I'm just saying descriptive in the sense that you're describing a person the way he is, and you're saying, now that you're that way, don't go in. By description, I mean you're describing a person, what kind of a state he's in. If his hands are empty, so I'm just describing a man with empty hands. Now, that's what I have. Now, don't go in. So then I'm calling descriptive.
Certainly human state, as opposed to bringing in the halacha concept.
Yeah, say it again.
It's a certain human state.
That's a certain physical state.
Right.
So it's the ekium of the asay, which is the love. Allah is telling you, don't be an imakayim of the asay when you're in the azar. So the fact that you're an imakayim, an einamakayim, so that's the that is what the love is all about. So therefore, it's ein b'maisa, because an einamakayim by definition means ein b'maisa. It's the not bringer. There's a bringer, one who brings a carbon, and then there's a not bringer. In other words, a not bringer is a type of person. You're not allowed to be a not bringer. I'm trying to think of a simple difference. I mean, there's a difference between, I'm just giving you an example. I mean, it's not really, don't take it so exact. But the person that comes to a party and forgets to bring a present. So that's one kind of person. But a person that always goes to parties and never brings a present is a not bringer. It's a different concept. They didn't fail to bring it. They are a not bringer. I'm just using that as an example. But in halachic terms, of course, it's halachic. That the Torah defines you as a not bringer the moment you're in the Azor and you don't mind Namakayim, the mitzvah say. So it appears that, does it make sense?
Yep.
Mark?
Rabbi, can you...
It makes sense. I just don't see that from the Rav. I thought he was saying something different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this idea makes sense for sure.
Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
In your analogy of the guy who forgets to bring a gift versus the guy who never brings a gift?
Right. It's just a loose example.
Right, but why do you need the second side of that analogy? I realize it's a loose example, but why not just simply say he's defined as a guy who forgets? Why do you make it a quality that's like perpetual?
Because I'm just showing you that in the human mind, there are two different definitions of the person. One way you define a person as being absent of bringing, where you forgot. And another one, you make it a positive characteristic. He's a not bringer. So there are two different ways that you define the person. I'm just showing you that there's two different ways of defining, not bringing.
Okay, I see the analogy now. That's helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, the human mind has two ways. Yeah, so Mark, were you thought he means something else?
I mean, just from his words, he doesn't seem to be talking about when he's there. He seems to be talking about when he goes in.
So how did you understand his answer?
I didn't. We did. It was problematic. We gave up on this.
So that's it. Okay. So this way makes sense. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So now where are we at?
Okay. So the Hosef HaGon Rav Chaim Zatzal, Libno HaGon Rav Moshe Zatzal. Shekinu HaBir Amiti BeRambam. It's true. Shekin Zari wasn't making up. It's a good shot.
That's the real
shot. Yes, the real shot. So it's not just a chronish. It's a Rav Chaim stamp of approval. It's not just an achronish of pshat. Rav Chaim thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, it's not just a forced way to get out of a question. But
right.
Yehuda was definitely a conceptually clear idea, and that definitely was the Rambam's, the way the Rambam saw it. Okay.
The Mizbar Mizah, the Shita's a Rambam, talishim lav shem b'maisa talis ikar lav u'maisa gavu poel inamach yamidino.
He was
the Ramol Dikshitas Tosos, not like the Ramban. That the what matters is the essential formulation of the lav. As the lav is essentially formulated as navi amaisa, then even if you're active in violating it, it doesn't make a difference. Essentially, you're putter because lav intrinsically is not really a lav that has a maisa.
But lav intrinsically. So he holds like who I could be. Oh, we always refresh our memory. What was Machlokes Ramban and Tosfos?
That was about the kikar. It's like a shvua that you're going to eat the kikar.
Oh, right, that's right. That he's going to eat the kikar?
Right, and he throws it into the sea.
Right, so according to Tosfos,
you don't get malchus because it's...
No maisa.
Right.
And according to the Ramban, you do get malchus. Where is the maisa? Yeah, so where's the mice according to the Ramban?
When you're actively violating the Shua by throwing it, by making it impossible for you to eat it. Like an active way of making it impossible to eat it.
So in other words, Ramban holds the reason why I aim by mice is not because of the definition of the nature of the love. It's because of the expression of the Gavra.
Right.
The Gavra didn't express himself physically. But if he throws it into the ocean, he does. What's that got to do with this?
Oh, so like when you show up without a carbon, going through Ramban Lachora, you would be Chai Malchus. Because you're coming empty-handed, so no matter how you formulate it, you're actively walking in without a carbon, so you should be Chai Malchus.
Right.
It's only considered, like, since the conceptual formulation is not to bring a carbon, so then I don't care if you came without anything. Bottom line is the essential law you're violating is not from your carbon, which has no maisa.
Right, so it goes by the essential law, not by the expression of the gavra. Not a lot of because if you're going to say that, that's true. If you're going to say that, what's wrong with lav shem b'maisa? Because the gavra didn't express himself in a physical way, so over here he did. Because he came into the Azara and he didn't bring a carbon. So he can't say he didn't express himself physically. He did. He wasn't just standing there. Nevertheless, what are you saying? You're saying that what? That it's lav shem b'maisa. Why? Because it's not because they're lacking the gavra's expression, but because the nature of the lav. That the lav intrinsically, it's categorically, does not lend itself to the concept of maisa. It's a problem with the concept of maisa. It's not a problem with what the gavra did. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Right. Ulefiza yesh lomar mishum hachi nazar shesha basic verse loka. That's malav chashav yesh b'maisa.
That what? Say it again.
Nazir, who's Shoab in the basic varos.
Yes.
So he gets malchus because the lav essentially is being matami to a mace. So essentially, lav really is a maisa. And that's true, I guess, the Nazir.
Now he's saying, but now he's saying something more, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because over there, I didn't do maybe. I have to do a maisa. Maybe I have to do a maisa. Maybe I have to express myself. Now you're saying that if the lav is described in maisa terms, that even though I didn't do anything, I'm chayev.
Right.
You can't deduce. Right?
No. Yeah, definitely. It's different. Yeah, definitely, it's extension, big time extension.
A big extension.
Yeah.
I thought it's saying that in the case of the Nazir, he's saying that is the Maisa. That's the definition. So the halacha of, say, going to the Mikdash could have been defined with the Maisa going in, but that's not the way the law was formulated. Here, by the Nazir, the law is formulated about coming in contact. So you can't say that's no longer, you can't define that as Ein Bo Maisa, when that's the definition.
What's the definition?
Of coming into contact, or in this case, the Shehiyah, right?
Yes. And so what is the love?
Doing an act of Shehiyah in a basic kfaros.
Doing an act of Shehiyah?
Yeah.
But how do you know?
No, that's not right. I'm sorry.
I mean, you can't deduce that from our case. From our case, you only know that if the lav by nature does not have a maisa, you're putter. But you don't know the opposite, that if the lav has a maisa and you didn't do a maisa, that then you're chayef. That's an opposite case. In other words, I only know where you didn't do a maisa, and the lav itself, you didn't do a maisa because of the nature of the lav. So the nature of the lav renders you an eino samaisa. That's true. But I don't know the opposite, that where the lav has a maisa, and in a case where you didn't do a maisa, you're going to be chayev. That you can't deduce from that.
Right.
Right.
That's the opposite.
Right.
Ami?
Yep.
This is just to try to justify his staff. The question is, what's the idea of Hashem Amai saying, look at Allah? So you could have learned that it's a din in the conceptual nature of the law, or you could have learned that it's a din in the Gavra's being active or not. But right. To say that there are two separate halachos is a
chiddush. No, what you say is both. In other words, I can't be chayav unless I express myself physically through a maisa. And also, if the lav itself doesn't contain a maisa, certainly you can't be chayav me. I don't see why you can't have both. I would say that by Shehiyah, you weren't really over the lav b'shlemusa, so to speak. Because the law is to do an act of being the Tamei. And I didn't do that. But anyways, yeah, what did he say?
Okay. Ulfiza Nira, Dehu Adin, Be'isra Kohen, Mitamei Lameis, Gufa Lav Chashav Lav Shiesh Ramaisa, Be'amba Pish'in Osa Maisa, Nechshav Laver, Bekum Vase, Be'in Anichas, Nechav Rebrios. So, it's not Sheval Tasa. Bimutama to Mesa is really Lav Sheshva Maisa. And even if you violate it passively by staying in the house with the mace, that would be considered Kumbase, and therefore it's not Nichem Nekon Arias. But Tarachin Fizep Sakar Ramah. So we're back to the problem with the Ramah of why don't you. Why don't you tell him? Why are you chayef to tell him?
Yeah, what was it? I'm trying to remember. What was it again?
It was complicated. The problem, why you're not obligated to tell him?
Right. Why you shouldn't tell him?
You just try to get him to come out. Why don't you have to tell him? Get out right now. Let him run out naked. It's a conveyance or something like that, right?
Right. If I seem to remember that Ben had a good answer. That if he, that really on this goes by the Gavra. I say, once I have a good answer, it's hard for me to remember the bit. So. But Ben, I think, said very well that the halacha is that you don't want to, he's really an onus. So that's why he's allowed to put on the clothing. But if you tell him, he's not going to be an onus anymore.
I think that his thing was, he was using that, like, that marshal. That he says, Yeah, that whole thing. But the Rav tried to infer from the marshal that Mavur is a sphere, the Kishani Odea Shiesha Mace, when the Kohen doesn't know there's a mace there. You don't have to tell him. It's over. He's trying to explain why, according to Ramah, you not have to tell the Kohen. Why don't you have to tell the Kohen when he doesn't know? Why don't you have to tell him to get out? So he was deriving from the Marsha. We weren't sure how he derived it, but he was derived from Marsha. That since it's just a Sheva Al Tasek, Kovet Abrios is Dofet, and that's why you don't have to tell the Kohen.
I mean, that it's not really, Marsha is saying it's not really Bezoyan. It's not going to be Docha. It's not Kovet Abrios.
No, no, no. What Marshall is saying is that Kavod HaBrios would be Doche because it's just an Isser of Sheva Al Tasek. That's why you don't have to tell the Kohen.
That's right. Well, Kavod HaBrios would be Doche. But this isn't well, Kavod HaBrios.
Well, the confusing part was that he sounded like he's saying that for some reason when he's awake, it's just a small Bizayon, and so it's not going to help you.
So
he does have to go out, but for some reason when he's asleep, that suddenly Kavod HaBrios kicks in. That was our difficulty with the piece. It's like contradictory. But his premise of the whole thing was that the whole thing is a Sheva Al Tasek. So you could at least utilize Kavod HaBrios for some reason when he's asleep to say that you don't have to wake him up and tell him to go out. You can let him sleep and you can bring him out so that he's not over.
Right. Okay. Anyways, go ahead. Go further.
Okay, but certainly in Pesach Sakrama, Mash Melchor, Kepesh Rishon, that why is Kavod HaBrios Docha, the Avei Lav Shein, the Shev Rekol, Meshumach, Nichon, the Kavod HaBrios, the reason Kavod HaBrios is Docha is not because of Sheva Das, because we have the Kumbase, rather Kavod HaBrios is Docha because it's not a law that Shev Rekol, just for Kohanim, not for everybody. And therefore, Kavod HaBrios can be Docha, that kind of law.
Okay, go further.
Malkus belav the lo yirav lo yimak. Vihine legare chametz Pesach. Because of the Rambam.
Yeah, that's what we really want. Like the chametz Pesach. Okay, go ahead.
Pesach loch again. Vizel shan. Ain't a look mishum lo yirav lo yimak say. Alim kein kanav chametz Pesach. Ochim so kadei shiasu ma'isa. Avim hayu lo chametz kodem Pesach. Ubal Pesach lo biro.
So that he wasn't over in a Maisa if he didn't buy the chametz or if he didn't bring it into his rishus.
Right.
Why? Because so it seems why? Because the nature of the lav doesn't have a Maisa. The nature of the lav is, it shouldn't be here, which doesn't entail a maisa. So that would be a stira. So there you see, he goes by what? By the nature of the lav. No, I'm sorry. He doesn't go by the nature of the lav. He goes by the gav having an expression. So that's a tassi. That to the layer of an erekam.
Right.
Yeah, that's really the main. That's the big question that everybody's stuck on. How do you differentiate between those two cases? Because by Bali Rabbi Matze, also would seem that the love doesn't have by nature any maisa. It just simply is it should not be here. So if it should not be here, that's not a Maisa. That's a big problem. Okay. And I think everything that he brings here is just to bring us to this main problem. This is the big one that everybody's stumped on. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Remez Wim Zwar. The Hecha de Ita Maisa Gabra Bepoel, the Israbayira, the Bayamatze Chal Malkus, the Tishitas Ramban, the Tarachin, the Sus, the Mashapazik, the Malkus Slaver Gopalav, is Barleo. So we just said we pin the Ramban to Tosos. But the Ramban comes in Matas, he's a Ramban, so it's a Stira, two different Svars.
From where?
In the Ramban. from the Ramban.
Right.
Right, for the kids of Mishkalos, the kids of Yerufanei Reitam, is mashma like the Tosfos.
That's right. Because mashma, that's totally in the nature of the love. And if the love doesn't allow itself to a maisa, so then you put them. There's no malchus. Even if you express yourself positively, physically. And here he seems to reverse his theory. Yeah. Okay.
Veneer Lataris, Alpimash Yesh Ayan, Pimasha Pasakarambam. Makum Anas, Shehifkir Chemsa Eitz Yisrael. So if the Anas forces a Jew to watch over his Chametz. Im Yodea Yisrael Shim Avod Onignav Mechaiva Lashamo. The Kofehu Va'unso Lashalim Apapish Lo Kibach Rayas. Are you the Chai Levaro? Shere Nefshak Iluhu Shalom. Mesh Mechaiva Anas Bachriuso Akal Shono.
That what? Say it again. Your own words.
If an anas is forcing a Jew to watch his chametz on Pesach, so even if he doesn't accept, even if he didn't accept the prius, but if the reality is he's going to have to pay because the anas is going to force him to.
Right.
So then he's tried to destroy it to be right to be or in order to avoid by Rabbi Matze.
I mean, he'll be over. Even though he never
accepted. Right, in theory, he has no opinion on it.
Right, but it's just it's going to cost him money. It's going to cost him money, accidentally, not to his choice. It's just going to cost him money.
Right, the reality is he wants this chametz to exist, because otherwise he'll have to pay money, even though he technically never accepted a bialos on.
Right, never accepted. They put in his assurance, and they told him, if it gets lost, it's your problem. You have to pay us. So they forced him. So he's going to be chayev on the chametz. If the question is why, so simply you say, because he's a rotzei d'kiyumo.
Right.
He's a rotzei d'kiyumo. And if he's a rotzei d'kiyumo, he's chayev.
Right, it doesn't go by technical bias. Just does he want it to exist?
That's right.
He has a military involvement in wanting it to exist, even though he doesn't have a technical opinion. But he wants it to exist. He doesn't have to pay. So what's the difference?
That's right. Okay.
So he's a little lighter, but does he know? We have to change the shame and the onus. And if you didn't apply this, I tell you. When he wants to pay the onus, the onus, because afterwards, if it gets destroyed, you're not paying him as a tashlum. It's not like a chrayas. It's, I guess, Gnevon, basically, he's just taking your money, but you're not really paying for the chametz.
Right.
The supervillain says, first glance, that the Rambam's difficult.
Right.
Right.
He had nothing to do with it.
Right. He had nothing to do with it. So if you kill those technical bialos, he has no bialos on it whatsoever. And now if he gets destroyed, honest, he's going to take his money or whatever. It's a separate mighty gzeila. It's nothing to do with it's not a chayas. He doesn't have a chayas. It's just gzeila. It's a separate mighty gzeila that occurs later on.
And the halal. How could the guy force him to be over without his will? He has no halachic desire for it. Halachically, it's not his. It's not shechistan. The guy is forcing him to be over a lav na deraisa or kochay.
Well, the guy's forcing him to have a chrayas. He's allowed to destroy it and just pay the guy the money.
He's allowed to destroy it?
Yeah, he's allowed to destroy it. Tell the guy, look, got destroyed. And then the guy's going to say, well, now you have to pay for it, Jew. And he said, okay, here's the money.
Even though it's Gizel.
Wait, did you destroy the guy's thing?
Okay. Doesn't make sense to me, right?
This guy's not a good guy, Rabbi. So the Isser, the fundamental, I guess, formulation, the Bayalay Mase, is that it's also to actively be Mekayim Chametz in your Rosh Hashanah Pesach. The Isser Maisehu, the Ainu Maisa Kiyum Chametz, and that's a Maisa, it's the Isser of Maisa, a Maisa of the Mekayim Chametz, for maintaining its existence. The Ainu Isser Shechal B'Shev Al Tasa, Shim Shema Shechametz Shalo, O Chametz B'Achayusa B'Rashusa. It's not that passive Isser of just keeping Chametz that you have, or Chametz that's in your Achrayas, your responsibility for in your Rishas. It's actively maintaining the Chametz's existence.
Okay? Do you explain that? I don't understand how that's a positive thing.
You're actively maintaining it. You're not just allowing it to exist.
I don't know what that means, the difference. Maintaining it, you don't have to do anything. It's there. Also, Aaron, the sound is very bad from your phone today.
It is?
It breaks up a lot. I don't know if there's anything you can do.
I can call in again. Is everybody else having a photonic connection?
No, it's because I think you're on speakerphone. That's probably why.
Okay, I could switch to Bluetooth.
No, that's even better now. That's much better.
Okay, fine. Glad I fixed it.
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay. I hear Marshall's question, Rabbi. It's funny distinction between actively maintaining and passively allowing it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Well, what is the differentiation there? Hey, what does it mean he's Mekayim? And that's considered a Maisa? Yes, does he explain any further, or that's it?
Does actively maintaining mean that the guy is watching it, that it's not being stolen, not being hefked? Does it mean that he has the heat on so it doesn't freeze? Is that what it means?
Say it again.
Does actively maintaining it mean that he's shomer it so it doesn't get stolen, like he doesn't leave it on his front porch?
Actively maintaining it means that he wants it. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what it means. What do you mean actively? Say, why isn't it passively the same thing? You're not doing anything. Where's the Maisa?
Is a Shmira considered a Maisa? In other words, the fact that it's in your house and it's in his reshus and it's shomeret against the gezel. Is that considered an act of Maisa?
I don't think so. If it doesn't move. The guy put it in my house, it didn't move, but I didn't do anything. He just informed me that if I don't give it back to him, he's going to charge me. It's all things that are happening outside of me. Where's my involvement? Where's my Maisa? I'm not even involved and I didn't do anything.
Let's say you lock the front door. Let's say it's in your shoes and you lock the front door.
But there's no requirement like that.
What?
There's no requirement like that.
We in our kavuis we tempted to answer this by saying that once there's a shmira required, it requires vigilance about the shmira. In other words,
How do you know I'm going to watch it? I don't care. Let's say I don't care. Let the guy charge me, I'll pay him.
I guess the assumption is because you know there's going to be financial repercussions that you're going to be vigilant about the Shemira. And Hanami, you'd be right. If the guy doesn't care, then you would be right.
So why doesn't it make a tzilut? When he cared. And he was vigilant. But if he said he didn't care, so it'll be better. At least it would make one more sense. But even so, where is the Maisa? Wherein lies the Maisa? Does he elaborate any more? That's it.
He says a little more. He talks about resources.
Okay, let's finish the piece.
Okay. Umchim kach after chamich enechai b'achrius achrayus api din Torah. That is the end. In kozel kiven shirotze v'kiyam chemza shahanas. Ekef hachado me'agai b'poel over al ishidereisa v'gam al chemza shagai.
You want to read that once more? That's key.
So since even though he has no achrayus in Torah, there's no dini mamnas achrayus in it.
Right.
In kozet, kiven shirotze v'kiyim chemtzo shanas, ekef achado me'agai. So he wants it to exist because he's afraid of the guy. The guy's going to do to him if he take his money if he loses it. The poel over al isidereisa.
The po.
The gamal chemtzo guy.
Po over.
It sounds like he's making his will, like an active will. He actively wants it, but not like physically active. He mentally active.
He's mentally active. Doesn't the Paul say the Ramban? Not
Tyson? Yeah. But the only thing is, he's like defining the love that way. Not. Rabban was not going to the definition of love, just saying, are you being active or not? Rav is trying to say the definition of Bayar Bayamatze is in Lav Shiyesh Bo Maisa. It's like actively wanting Chametz to exist. So it's like a mental activity. It's a mental activity. It's a mental activity. No.
So when you do the swearing, that's also a physical activity then. You can have a problem with that now.
Just Dibor. Dibor's not a Maisa.
Oh, Dibor is more of a Maisa than Ritzoy. Come on.
You mean it's definitely... Right. That's it?
Okay. I'm Bechidushi Haramban, Bereish Meseches Pesachim. Shedan b'din ha'makayim chamit shel hefker b'rishuso imor b'ayar b'ayimate. So you're like maintaining the chamit that's hefker. You don't take bias of it, but I guess you're like being shomeret so nobody else can get it or something like that. Baliva d'Ramban mevuot shemakayim o'pol over. Right. So you have to say that Ramban's chakir, Ramban's question, according to the Rambam, you really would be chayiv if you're makayim chamit of hefker, even though you technically have no bias whatsoever. But you want it to exist, so it can be eaten after Pesach. That's going to be a violation?
That'll be a violation. Okay, go ahead.
Ufizem Yushevis Hastira. Shekin, she does a Rambam, Yeshne Dinim Bedin Malkas Minatora. Ram really, the way you resolve the stira is Ram really has two requirements. Aleph, Din Biker, Kalo Shema, Isser Shesh Omaisa. You need it to be essentially defined as La Shesh Omaisa. Like Chametz on Pesach really is. That is the essential formulation. It's like actively violating it. Beis din sheni af she lav yisod the yesh v'maisa mikom makom yesh tzarch v'maisa gavur poel. Besides the fact that fundamentally the lav is active, you need the gavur to physically do an action. V'apizem mevuor p'sak ram b'chametz shulgave etzem gedra lav. In terms of the essential definition of the lav, ha'itzer shelo yilakayim chametz. So in terms of Bayar Bayamatze, essentially is defined as a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Ki etzem ki yemachametz have a maisa al pidin. because the essence of maintaining chametz is a maisa. The ilu isure dibor kishvuo mei makalel the isure sheval tasek kenoser mashamidos chaseros preshuso ma'avin lavin sheim ben maisa ikur gedra mechaluson. But those other cases, which is just dibor shvuo mei makalel, or just keeping weights, corrupt weights, or noser, that's essentially a lav shem b'maisa. It's totally not doing anything. Right? It's an issue of not doing something. Ram din am malchus, but in order to get malchus, it's not sufficient that it's a lav shegesh b'maisa. Tolei gam b'maisa gav b'polo, the gav has to actually do something. Din zeh tzarech b'lo mamish, you need a real action, not just a mental activity. So it sounds like the Rav is having two different definitions of Maisa. In the first criteria of defining the Lav, essentially, whether it's Lashish Maisa or not, then like even a mental activity makes it active. It's not an issue of, you know, not of letting something happen, but it's an issue of doing something. Even be Mekayim Chametz, who would so know, that's considered active. But then in terms of the second criteria, to actually get Malkus, even if the Lav is defined Yeshua Maisa, then you need like a real Maisa then, like a physical action. It's not sufficient, like a mental activity.
Yeah, I hear what he's trying to say. So he holds that a mental activity is really not considered a maisa. But no, it is considered a maisa, right?
In order to define the lav as like an active lav. It's not a lav of owning chametz, it's a lav of wanting it to exist.
Wanting it.
Right. That's an action, mental action, but it's an action, therefore it's a lav shiesh or maisa intrinsically. Like you still need a maisa. Right. Yeah, mental activity with the love. But you can't get malchus for a mental activity. You still need an actual mice. So the mice is buying the chametz.
How is it different than the weights? Shehiyah is just like keeping the chametz.
No, but Shehiyah, the issue of Shehiyah's mishkalos, he's saying, it's not an issue of wanting the weights to exist. It's just simply keeping them, not destroying them by doing nothing. Allowing them to exist. That's passive. That's the totally passive idea of allowing them to exist.
You're saying the ritzoi is the key thing.
Yeah. It's mekayem persona. He like wants it. Maintains it persona. That's active as opposed to just allowing it to exist. But like that's a maisa only in the framework of defining the lav. Is lav sheshu maisa or not? But you can't get malchus for that. Malchus needs a real physical action of the gavra.
Yeah.
By the chametz, you actually have to buy the chametz or make the chametz. But by the mishkalos, even if you make the mishkalos, you're not going to get it because essentially the lav is passive.
So how are we defining maisa again in the case of chametz?
Two different frameworks. In terms of the essence of the lav, it's defined as a maisa because maisa is to actively go to the kiyuma. That's an active idea. It's a maisa idea. You positively want it to exist. Mental activity of wanting to exist. But in order to get malchus, you need to do a physical action also.
Mm.
Not enough that the lav defined as yeshma maisa. So what about she and basic forest?
I mean, the lav there is definitely the yeshma maisa. That's for sure. I mean, is that considered right? I mean, you're going to have to say that. Right. I hear the question. I mean, why is that considered an active, an actual maisa to get malchus for?
Right.
Rebbe, you're asking that he should be chayav malchus with Shehiyah?
No, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't?
The fact is that he is, though, even though he's not doing any maisa.
I mean, halacha l'maisa is that the guy is malchus, he gets malchus for Shehiyah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can define a guy who just wants chametz to exist as a maisa, then it would seem a guy who doesn't leave a base of kavaros could be a maisa as well.
Chametz, he doesn't get malchus unless he does a maisa.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it to be metame? Do we know for sure that that is an iser maisa? Because you can violate that by remaining somewhere with his tumah, and there's no maisa there.
So how can we say it's malchus?
You're saying that the etzem ha'isa has to be maisa?
Oh, yeah, right. Saying you don't have chametz. I mean, on the surface, it seems like there's two different examples of positive. If it's a positive thought, it's like Mekayim, it's not enough to get malchus. But if it's a positive action, like Matamei, then it's enough. So even though he didn't do a maisa, but since the nature of the love is to be metame, so in terms of the nature of the love, it's a maisa. But in your mind, it can't be a maisa, it's not enough. But if it's a halachic positive, then it is enough.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I was thinking along similar lines. Maybe the chiluk is that by chametz, the iser is to be a rotzeh b'kiyuma or shel chametz. So that, by definition, lends itself to various expressions. You could be somebody who is does an act of bilus, or you could just be yoshev b'rish yusuf. There's various ways of expressing that ritzui of kiyum. Whereas by bal tetamei, the iser is to come into proximity with tuma. It doesn't lend itself to various expressions.
Right. So therefore you're saying that what? That by tuma,
therefore I'm saying that essentially by Baal Tatame it is a lafshi yesh bo maisa. Because typically you come into contact with tuma through a maisa.
Right.
Whereas by chametz, because it's an idea of being a rotza, by definition, being a rotza can have varying expressions, sometimes with a physical action, sometimes without it.
So therefore,
you only get malchus by chametz if you actually buy it. But if it's just sitting in your house when you come into Pesach, or if an anos puts it there and you don't do anything, then you won't. But by Baal Tatame, you won't have such a chila.
But the Rabbi Chametz Ram holds only if you would. Yes, so say it over again. How do you explain to all of us?
So by Chametz, you have a chiluk that only if you actively purchase Chametz on Pesach, that's when you get Malchus. But
right.
if it's sitting in your house or a goy forces it onto your rishus and you don't do anything, you don't get Malchus. So I'm saying over there that because it's an idea of a rotzeh b'kiyumo shel Pesach, rotzeh b'kiyumo shel Chametz, therefore, the idea of ritzui lends itself to varying expressions. So it's only if you express it as a maisa, that's when you'll get malchus. But if you just express it just by the fact that your will is that it remains there, then there's no maisa. But by Baal Tatame, the iser is to come into proximity with tuma, and that's it. There's no such concept of varying expressions. So it's defined as a lav shi yesh bo maisa, and that's it. There's no chiluk between how you come about coming into proximity with that tuma.
Yeah, but why? I agree with you in the first point. That's what I wanted to say. That if it's a rotzeh b'kiyuma, it's positive mentally. So then when you do it al yedei maisa, so it means that you're doing it al yedei maisa, you're being a rotzeh b'kiyuma al yedei maisa. So then you'll be chayav. In other words, the fact that it's positive is mitzuref, is mitzare, if you're maisa, you're a positive maisa into an iser of maisa. If it was negative, so then you're buying it would be just a hechi timsa. But since the issue is to be rosa bikiyuma, which is a positive state of mind, so now when you do be a dayan, you're expressing the positive state of mind be a dayan. So that's why you get malchus. In other words, the fact that it's rosa that's positive helps the maisa to be characterized as a positive. It's mitzurah. In other words, the issue is to be positive mentally. And now when you buy it, that's being positive mentally through a maisa. So that's why you're chayav.
But why can't you have the same type of thing by tumah? You can have two cases of tumah. A guy sees this tumah over a certain boundary and he goes into it, so he's actively being mitameh. Or a guy was in he was ohel unbeknownst to him, and someone brings it to his attention and he stays there.
Yeah, I didn't answer that tumah. Tumah's a problem. Because in tumah, he didn't do any mice. So we didn't explain that one.
I thought he was expressing. I thought he was being machalic between Chomach and Tumah with his point.
Yeah, but we don't understand it.
Yeah. Okay.
But the point by Chomach we understand. The point by Chomach we do understand, because when he does Adem Meiser, so he's actively being Mekayim. So that's why it's Chayav Malchus. That's it. That's very nice. But now we have to explain Tumah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still not clear. I asked Aaron before about the case of the Mishkolos, about the Shehiyah. And there, even if you make it, you're not going to be Chayev. It seems to be parallel to the Rotz of Bekiyama by the Chametz.
I think the nature of the Yisr is to be Masha. It's negative. Oh, you mean
Masha means
Zerot
the Kiyuma? Oh, I think I see what Aaron's saying now. You mean Masha means just you don't remove it, but the Chametz, you want it to exist.
Right.
And if you didn't care, you'd still violate it, or no?
Where?
In the case of Chametz. The guy is, like, not religious. He doesn't care if Chametz in his house or not. In that case, we're going to say since it's...
But he's saying that since it's going to cost the money, he always cares.
Mm-hmm. No, not the owner's case. I'm giving you a new case where a guy is not religious and he doesn't care to get rid of chametz.
Yeah, but he definitely cares because it's worth something to him. Everybody cares about money.
Uh-huh. I see. All right, thanks.
But the question is tummy. Why is that considered by a kohen? Why is shehiyah considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa? Where is the maisa? So that's what I said before, that apparently he holds that the maisa is in the positive, in being positive about it, in a halacha where there's a halacha consequence, like he's being positive about it, about being metameh, and being metameh is a halachic maisa. Mashainikin wrote to Bikiyuma is not a halachic maisa. It's just a positive state. Yeah, Aaron, how does Mishkolos, I don't know, how does he learn Mishkolos?
When I'm doing Mishkolos, intrinsically it's a lav shem b'maisa.
Intrinsically.
Right.
Meaning, you don't say it's Rosh Bikuma.
Right.
Because we don't care about that. That's only a concept of chametz.
Right. I mean, Ellie was asking for the case by, what about like Mekalel? Why is that intrinsically lashem b'maisa?
Right.
Why, like, how do you say by chametz brought to b'kiyum was more lashem ish b'maisa than the Mekalel?
You should be more mentally positive.
Yeah. Like, I get in terms of both of them, there's no maisa, but I mean, in terms of essentially define it as active, you're Mekalel somebody. That's pretty active. I mean,
when you curse a guy.
Yeah. Mental activity is considered active. So too, Mekalel Mishpa Mamer is considered active.
I would say so.
Right. But he's openly speaking not, you know?
Right. But with your answer, you could just say that the Mishpa Mamer Mekalel is just because, even though it's like conceptually active, but now you have to add an actual maisa, do it in an active form, which can't exist by chametz, but not by nishpa, because it's just still people.
You say it again, then what?
What you're saying is, like, by chametz, you're saying there's two things. There's the conceptual violation itself is active because of the rotsa v'kiyuma. And right. Then, if you do it with an actual maisa, then that will give it a din yeshva maisa. Right.
Right.
Now you could say is by Nishpa Meimer Mekalel, the first component, conceptually it is active because you're cursing, and that's at least as active as Rotsa Bikuma.
Right,
but you don't have the second component, because how are you gonna bring it out through an action? There's no action to bring it out through. It's just
you're right.
But not only the Rav is saying that, but I think with your svara you could say that.
And yeah, that's right. And the realm doesn't realm is lush and mashma like that? Shambo, yeah, Chad, Maisa?
Yeah, the Rambam says, Yeshoshia, then Maisa Klaw.
So it's good with what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Right, but I mean, definitely the Rav's not learning. The Rav is learning those are intrinsically defined. Those are like Nosa, that they're intrinsically defined as Lajim and Maisa. But
they don't have to. Okay, but we listen our way. Yeah. And if it works, it works. I think it does work. I think what Ellie's saying is right. That over there he has the positive mental. But the Rambam makes sure to say that it's EF shit to bring that to a Maisa. So it'll never be over. It's perfect.
Right. So you have to say according to that Rav's Chakir earlier about writing would not be a violation. Siva wouldn't be a violation of those things.
Well, that's right. You're
going
to have to say that.
Right. Okay. Right. Because if you're saying that since intrinsically it's if Ksiva would be a violation, then that would be a violation.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, we don't know how the Rambam really holds.
No, it's a Chiddush to say Ksiva. You'd be violating it through Ksiva, I think. Especially if Dibor is the...
Right,
it's it seems to be it's limited to Dibor.
And it's Machlokes Acharonim.
Right.
So now what are we stuck with?
So the Tuma Rebbe is...
She here.
I couldn't tell.
No, the Tuma is still a problem.
Which is?
She here by the Tuma.
That's the one. That's the problem.
Yeah, throw him off.
Where is the Maisa that he's got? I mean, the only thing you're going to have to say is that metame is a maisa. Metame is defined as a lochet maisa.
Yes, I mean, not even doing it. What about you?
In other words, I don't care if he's metame atzmo and he doesn't do a physical action. As long as he's metame atzmo, that's considered a maisa. But by chametz, you can't say rotsa bikuma is intrinsically considered a maisa. Because he didn't do anything. It's just a positive will.
What about by the
Nishba Meimer Makalo.
Nishba Meimer Makalo.
You're saying there, it's also conceptually action. Like you need the physical action also. So.
But there's right over there, it's just a positive, it's positive mentally.
Right, but you're saying you need a physical thing also. So then why don't you say here, by the Shehiyah in the cemetery, true, conceptually it's active, that's the Tuma, but you need a physical action as well.
Oh, so that's what I want to say, that it may be holds that a halachic action is considered an action. A halachic halos is considered an action. Maybe, I don't know, I'm just thinking about that.
Why would that be the case by Tumma, but not, say, by Tamura? Like, why isn't Mimir a halachic action?
Say it again.
So why is being Matame considered a halachic action, but being Mimir, let's say, creating Tamura, is not a halachic action?
What do you mean by Mimir? In Mimir, there is a halos. Nishma Makal, you're right. Yes, there is no chalos. But by Mamer, there's a chalos. Because by Mamer, he creates a kedusha in the second animal. It's an isser, but it's still a chal. So why isn't that considered a maisa? That's very good. You're right. Didn't think about that. Case of Mamer. He's right. Matame, why should Matame be any superior to Mamer? Yep. Very good. It's good that you spotted that.
Rabbi, what's the case of Mamer exactly?
In other words, he says this behema should be exchanged for this behema. He wants to exchange a behema shel chulin for a behema shel hekdesh. So they both become kadosh. So he does effectuate halachic chalos. If you're going to say effectuating halacha chalos is a maisa, why isn't that a maisa? That's good. That disproves it.
Isn't dibur considered a maisa?
No, dibur is not a maisa. That's simply not a maisa.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I thought the Rav's point, though, is that it all depends on the definition. So, in the case of Mamar, that might not be defined as a Maisa, but in the case of Matame, the Halacha defines Shehiyah as a Maisa. Shehiyah isn't always a Maisa. It's not like there's a physical theory that always has to happen. It depends on how the Maisa is defined.
Okay. You want to repeat it, Ben?
Yeah.
You're really splitting theirs.
I thought that was really the Rav's point, though, is that there's not a unified theory about what's considered a physical action. It depends on how any halachic institution, any law can be defined in different ways. And it independently determines what's considered a maisa in that framework. So by the case of Tuma, you could have Shehiyah being considered a maisa. And in another situation, Shehiyah might not be considered a maisa. So the Mamar case.
What kind of a system is that? It's not consistent.
But that's what I'm struggling with. Why do you have to say that it has to be consistent across all cases?
Otherwise, it's not logical.
It sounds more like a question on the whole piece. That's what the whole piece feels like. It really feels like whatever he wants to define as a maisa is, when it's not, it just feels like there's no system anymore. That's part of the problem.
It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tumum is a, etzim maisa. The etzim isra is maisa. You contact, you're sitting on something, you eat something, you go into a ohel, whereas dibor is a different category.
No, but so what is the maisa? That's what we have to. What is the maisa by Tumah? you're going to say it's the halachic effect, so then what about Mamer? So then you're going to say that over here, the fact that it's a halachic effect converts Shehiya into a Maisa. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
My point is that once you define an Isser as Dibor, you can't bridge it over to outside of Dibor anymore, even with halachic effects.
Why not?
But it's essentially, it's Dibor. So that wouldn't be a problem by Meymar.
Yeah, but the Dibor is creating halachic halos.
But you're building it on a weak structure called Dibor.
Well, the Dibor is not a Maisa, but if you tell me halachic, you're building it on a weak structure called Shehiya, which is not Maisa. And if you're going to say she is a Maisa, so what about the Mishkolos? Yeah. Nope, I don't see it. Okay, let's stop here and think about it. Maybe someone will come up with an answer.
All right,
Shkech.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, guys.